兄姐妹，今天是母亲节哈。
Brothers and sisters, today is Mother's Day.
我也在这里，祝所有的母亲呢，母亲节快乐。
I wish all the mothers a happy Mother's Day.
其实也是对我们每一个人讲的，对不对
？Actually, this is said to all of us.
因为我们每一个人，都是为人子女啊。
Because we are all children of others.
我们每一个人都有母亲。
We all have mothers.
也许她现在不在了。
Maybe she's not here now.
但是我们都有一个母亲。
Then we all have a mother.
所以如果我们的母亲还在，我们的母亲高兴，那我们怎么样
？If our mothers are here and our mothers are happy, so what happens to us?
我们也会怎么样
？So we also.
我们也会高兴，对不对
？We also feel happy.
所以。我觉得很多时候我们母亲节我们也可以祝我们自己母亲节快乐哈。
So we can also wish ourselves a happy Mother's Day.
那么刚才你们已经念了以弗所书第五章二十二节到第六章第四节。
You have just read Ephesians 5 verse 22 to 6 verse 4.
那今天是母亲节，我希望用这一段经文跟大家来分享。
I wish to share this passage with you on Mother's Day.
那么这题目是在基督里的家庭。
The topic is the family in Christ.
兄弟姐妹，题目是在基督里的家庭。
So is the family that's in Christ. That's the topic.
不是基督化的家庭。
It's not a Christianized family.
我常常觉得我们讲基督化的家庭就好像有一个标准哈，那么就是 OK， 父亲应该怎么样，母亲应该怎么样，然后儿女应该怎么样，所以我们就说那是一个基督化的家庭。
So when we talk about a Christian family, we often think there's a standard. How fathers behave, how mothers behave.
或者是说我们在家里面应该要做些什么事情。
Or what we should do in the family.
但是我在这里我要跟大家分享的是在这个题目是在基督里的家庭。
Today I want to share with you is the family that is in Christ.
那么首先我们就要明白在基督里是什么意思。
So first we need to understand what does it mean by in Christ.
如果你熟悉以弗所书的话，
If you're familiar with Ephesians,
在基督里这个词组啊，是以弗所书最突出的一个词组。
So in Christ is one of the term of most unique in this book.
而且是重复出现很多次。
It has repeatedly occurred.
特别是从第一章到第三章。
Particularly between the first and the third chapters.
那么我们去读的时候，我们可以讲说，第一章到第三章就好像说神呢，他对他自己的计划，或者是对人的计划，或者是他怎么样去执行他这个计划。
So when we read the first three chapters, we think that's God's plan or God's plan for man or how God executes His plan.
全是在基督里。
So it's all in Christ.
那么我们如果翻到第一章哈，
If we turn to chapter one,
那么第一章你看他一开始他就讲到说他写信是给那些在基督里的人。
So he said at the beginning he wrote the epistles to people in Christ,
就是那些在基督里有忠心的人，
Those who are loyal in Christ.
然后我们从第三节开始我们就看见父神开始在基督里 为我们祝福。
So from verse 3, we know that our God the Father bless us in Christ.
然后他又告诉我们在基督里他拣选了我们。
He also told that he has chosen us in Christ.
他又让我们知道我们在基督里我们才能成为神的儿子。
He also let us know we can only become God's children in Christ.
然后从第六节开始他又讲说 这个是在爱子里面。
So in verse 6, he said, this is in my son.
然后他说在爱子里面我们能够经历神的这个丰富的恩典。
Because only in the beloved son we can experience God's blessings.
然后第九节第八节他又讲到说在基督里。
In verse 8 he again talked about in Christ.
我们能够明白神的恩典。
We can understand God's grace.
我们能够得到智慧得到聪明。
So we can obtain wisdom and cleverness.
第九节他也说在基督里。
That verse 9 also he says in Christ.
我们在基督里我们才知道神为什么要创造宇宙万物。
Only in Christ we can understand why God created the universe.
我们也能够明白他造人的目的是什么。
We can understand the purpose why he created man.
所以第十节他也告诉我们在基督里。
So in verse 10 again he says in Christ.
到了十一节、十二节的时候，他说在基督里，我们才能够知道我们自己是谁。
In verse 11 and 12, we can only know who we are in Christ.
We can
only know the purpose of our life.
我从哪里来?
We can only know where we come from.
那我要去哪里?
Where are we going?
然后到了13节跟14节的时候, 他又说, 在基督里, 这是唯一的一条门路, 我们可以到父那里去的。
So in verse 13 and 14, only in Christ, this is the way we can go to the Father.
然后如果我们再看22节到23节,
when we go to verse 22 and verse 23,
他在这里告诉我们说, 他又使我们成为他的身体。
Here it says that he let us become one of his body.
那么他是头,
and he is the head.
他是教会的头,
he is the head of the church.
这是他在第一章里面让我们看见的。
This is what he showed us in chapter 1.
都是在基督里。
It's all in Christ.
那么第二章呢, 他又告诉我们说, 我们过去是怎么样?
In verse chapter 2, he tells us what are past circumstances.
我们过去是死掉的。
We were dead in the past.
在神的眼里面是死的。
In God's eyes, we were dead.
然后在基督里, 他使我们活过来。
But in Christ, he made us alive.
然后他又使我们, 他说我们跟以色列人原来是彼此为仇敌的。
But we were enemies against the Israelites.
他又使我们联合在一起。
But he united us.
让我们合而为一。
So that we can become one.
然后到了19节的时候, 我们一起来念哈, 19节到22节, 我们一起来念。
Let's read verse 19 to verse 22.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅, 是与圣徒同国, 是神家里的人了。 并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上。你们有没有找到啊?
Have you found this passage?
有没有找到?
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章19节,
Let's read together verse 19. Let's read together.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅, 是与圣徒同国, 是神家里的人了, 并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上, 有基督耶稣自己为房角石, 各房靠他联络得合适, 渐渐成为主的圣殿, 你们也靠他同被建造, 成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。 在这里他就告诉我们, 我们过去虽然是 各有各的自己有自己的想法。
Here it tells us, even though we have our own thinking in the past,
我们对犹太人来讲, 我们是外人,
to the Jews, we were Gentiles.
我们跟神是完全没有关系的。
We have no relationship with God.
但是他却在基督里让我们从仇敌,
But God made us from enemies become united in one in Christ.
然后他又把我们建造成为一个家庭, 成为一个家。
He also established become a family.
然后圣灵住在我们里面。
And then the Holy Spirit lives in our midst.
然后我们再进到第三章。
Then we go into chapter 3.
20节那边, 他说神人照着运行在我们心里的大力, 充充足足地成就一切, 超过我们所求所想的, 但愿他在教会中, 并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀, 直到世世代代, 永永远远。 他在这里告诉我们说, 在基督里, 使我们成为神的荣耀。
So in verse 20, he tells us we can become God's glory in Christ.
所以我们看见, 一切都是围绕着这个基督在那边转。
So we can see everything is involved around it in Christ.
这个是一个很重要的一个先前提,
So this is one of the most important preeminent.
你了解了这些之后, 你就能够明白第四章到第六章, 他在讲什么。
Only you understand this, then you can understand what he's teaching in chapter 4.
你前面明白了之后, 你就知道第四章第六章, 他就告诉我们, 你的生活中每一个细节, 每一个环节, 都跟他有关系。
So then you will know in chapter 4 and chapter 6, he teaches us every single detail in our life is related.
因为是在基督里,
because we are in Christ.
不但是有关,
not only there is related,
而且它就是我们那个唯一的一个原因,
And he is our only reason.
这个我们从第四章到第六章，我们就能够明白了。
Then we can understand from chapter 4 to chapter 6.
所以有的人讲说，第一章到第三章好像是一个指示啊，他让我们看见发生了什么事情。
So chapter 1 to chapter 3, he shows us what has happened.
所以到了第四章跟第六章，到第六章的时候，他才让我们看见，所以你要这样子活在这个世界上。
So when we come to chapter 6, he tells this is the way you want to live in this world.
我想就好像我们去看医生啊。
Just like when we go visit our physicians.
Okay. 那么医生就告诉你说你要运动啊。
The doctor tells you need to exercise.
因为你这个体重越来越重。
Because you're getting heavier.
然后他就告诉你，你这个不能，你要吃这个，你要吃这个。
That you need to eat this and you need to eat that.
我发现，如果一个医生跟你解释一下人体是怎么回事。
If the doctor first explained to you how the body is made.
那告诉你，我们人应该，人我们的人体应该是怎么运作。
And then tell you how our body should move.
你就比较容易明白，哦，原来这个东西是我不能吃的。
Then you can understand why this is not what you not should not eat.
很多时候他就告诉你，你不能吃这个，你不能吃那个，可是偏偏你就是很喜欢吃那种东西。
Oftentimes he tells you what you cannot eat, but it just happened to be the ones you like to eat.
但是当你明白了你的身体是怎么运作的时候
，After you understood how your body was made,
你就比较容易能够听他的。
Then it's easier for you to follow him.
在基督里，在第一章到第三章，保罗他就让我们看见我们是在基督里。
So in chapter 1 to 3, let us see we are in Christ.
先是他把我们成为他的身体。
First he made us part of his body.
他是我们的头。
He is our head.
然后他又把我们联合在一起。
Then he united us.
他要渐渐的建造我们。
Slowly he'll edify us.
然后我们成为神的圣灵居住的所在。
And we become where the Holy Spirit indwelling.
然后到第三章的时候，他就告诉我们，他把他的大能大力放在我们里面。
In chapter 3, he has bestowed his great
power. 他一定会成就他想要成就的事情。
He will accomplish what he wanted to accomplish.
使所有的荣耀都归在神的身上。
So all the glory will belong to God.
这些都是在基督里。
So this is all in Christ.
所以到了第四章到第六章的时候，他就让我们看见我们在生活当中每一个环节、每一个细节都是被这个所谓的基督把它扣在一起了。
So he let us see that in chapter 4. All the details, all the connections in our life are hinged upon Christ.
有的时候我们不明白，哎，这个事情发生这样子，这个事情发生这样子，我们说不明白他们。我们不晓得到底是怎么一回事。
Sometimes we don't understand why this happens this way and that happens that way.
但是基督在基督里，他就把所有的全部都连在一起了。
So in Christ, everything were hinged together.
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我不知道你们对以弗所书熟不熟悉哈。
I don't know if you're familiar with the Ephesians.
我很喜欢以弗所书。
I liked very much the book of Ephesians.
我个人觉得
，My personal feeling.
你知道以弗所书如果只有第一章到第三章的话，
If Ephesians only have the first three chapters，
当然这个是圣灵写出来，感动人写出来的。
Of course, this the Holy Spirit moved the others to write.
如果是人的话，
If it's man，
如果我们只写了第一章到第三章的话，
We only wrote chapter 1 to chapter 3.
我个人觉得神不会很满意的。
I would think God will not be very happy, satisfied.
就让我想起了神在创世的过程当中。
So let me to think of the process that God created the world.
他造了亚当之后。
After he had created Adam.
他不满意啊。
He was not satisfied.
因为他说这人独居不好。
He said the one thing is not good for a man to be single.
缺了一半。
So he lost, he was lacking a half.
有了前面三章。
You have the first three chapters.
我们明白在基督里。
We understood in Christ.
所以第四章到第六章是顺理成章的会出来的。
So naturally, the chapter 4 and 6 will come.
而且是理所当然的。
So it ought to be that way.
而且是一个很自然的事情。
It's very natural way.
当然就很美了，是不是？
Of course, it's beautiful.
就好像箴言里面有一句话，他说就好像金苹果在什么里面啊？
银网子。
银网子里面，对不对？你们有没有看过金苹果在银网子里面？我是没看过啊。
So in the proverb it says just like a golden apple set in a silver casket.
这么配。
It's so deserving each other.
这么自然。
So natural.
恰到好处。
It's just to the right place.
因为主耶稣他讲过啊。
If Lord has said himself.
他说我是道路、真理、生命。
I'm the way, the life, and truth.
他让我们知道前面所讲的这个道、这个福音、这个真理的道是可以行出来的。
So we know that the truth can be lived out.
或者是说可以活出来的。
So we can live out the truth.
所以他把一个新的生命放在你的里面。
So he put a new life in you.
你可以活出来。
And you can live it out.
因为你不再是死的了。
Because you are no longer dead.
你里面有一个活的生命。
There's a living life in you.
所以你才能够活得出来。
So you can live it out.
所以今天呢，我们在看第四章到第六章。
So today we read chapter 4 to chapter 6.
我们要在基督里来看。
We need to read this in Christ.
不再是用旧的眼光来看。
So we no longer read it with our past understanding.
记不记得主耶稣啊？记不记得保罗在哥林多后书五章十七节那边，他告诉我们：若有人在基督里，就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
So do you remember in the Paul taught us in 2 Corinthians, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. He says, all the old are past and you are new.
如果你看前面跟后文，前文跟后文的话，
if you look at the context,
那一句话它是要让我们知道，我们过去是用我们自己旧的，我们旧的人，或者是说我们属肉体的眼光来看这些事情。
So in the past, we look at things through our flesh.
来看耶稣。
Look at Jesus.
现在我们不能再用这个旧的眼光来看了。
Now we cannot look at Jesus from the old eyesight.
不再是遗文。
Well, no longer is the past.
不再是律法。
It's no longer the law.
而是从新的眼光，在基督里的眼光来看，我应该怎么活在这个世界上。
But look at with a new insight, how should we live in this world?
今天因为是母亲节，对不对？
Today is Mother's Day, right?
所以我们把这个重点放在家庭这一部分。
So we put the emphasis on family.
那么如果你仔细去看的话，保罗从四章十七节开始一直到五章二十一节，他是在那边告诉我们，他是为了后面铺一个路。
So if you read carefully from chapter 4:17, he is paving what is going to come.
前面那些是最基本的，他让我们知道在基督里我们应该怎么样行事为人。
So it was the basic, how can we live and act in Christ?
最基本的，我们在基督里我们应该怎么样做人处事。
Most fundamentally, how can we live, how can we act in Christ?
我们今天讲到家庭。
Today we're going to speak of families.
就好像一男一女啊，年轻人一男一女结婚。
As if a man and a woman become together.
那么我们结婚了之后，我们就带着我们原生家庭所有在我们身上弄的一些东西全部带进来了。
So we bring with us all our past, everything from our past family into the marriage.
我们的生活习惯。
Our habits.
我们的想法。
How we think.
我们怎么对人
？How we treat people，
通通都带进来了。
We bring them into the marriage。
我们跟另外一个从来没有在我们家活过的人，从来没有在我们原生家庭活过的人，跟他一起活。
We live with someone who has never lived in our original family。
当然会出问题。
So there will be problems。
有一个弟兄
，There was a brother。
他讲话声音很大很大。
He speaks very loud。
那么我们常常就会觉得说，这个人怎么对他太太这么凶啊
？So we often how come he is so rude to his wife？
后来他的太太告诉我们
But his wife told us.
他说你知道吗？他们家所有的人讲话都是这个样子。
Do you know that all the people in their family speak the same way?
他说因为他的爸爸耳朵不太好。
Because his father is hard hearing.
他说但是他是一个非常温柔的人。
But he is a very gentle person.
我们都不晓得哈。
We didn't know that.
所以保罗，我们看哈，保罗从第四章十七节起，保罗就把我们推回到了一个最原始、最原始的原生家庭。
So we can look at chapter 4 verse 17. Paul go back to the very original family.
他说不要再像从前那个样子了。
Don't be like the past.
第四章十七节他说所以我说且在主里啊又在基督里确实的说你们行事不要再像外邦人存虚妄的心行事不要再像从前那个样子了。
So in verse 17 he says, So I tell you this.And insist on it in the Lord that you must no longer live as Gentiles do.
不知道人生的意义是什么。
You don't know what the meaning of life.
我们没有真正的盼望。
We have no true hope.
所以我们随着人潮走。
So we just follow the people.
反正大家都是走到一个方向嘛。
So everybody go to the same direction.
我们也不知道前面的人早就已经掉下去了。
We don't know the one ahead of us already fallen.
我们反正就是跟着走。
We just follow.
甚至有的时候我们也不是说我想要跟着走。
Sometimes not really I wanted to follow.
因为前后左右的人就把你怎么样推着往前走。
So the people around you, they just push you forward.
圣经上告诉我们说，不要再像过去那样子，存着虚妄的心行事。
So the Bible tells us, don't live like the past, function in the futility of thinking.
这些从哪里来的？
Where did they come from?
如果你去看旧约创世纪第三章开始，你就会明白了。
If you read chapter 3 of Genesis, you will understand.
我们所说的亚当跟夏娃就是那个原生最原始最原始的一个原生家庭。
So Adam and Eve is the very original family.
我们马上就看见他的哥哥把弟弟杀掉了。
Then we can see the brother killed the brother.
因为他不喜欢他。
因为 he doesn't like him.
然后我们就看见夫妻之间的矛盾。
Then we see the conflicts between the couple.
我们就看见父母与子女之间的矛盾。
So we saw the conflicts between parents and children.
其实我们每一个人都是从那个家庭出来的。
We all came from that same family.
所以圣经上告诉保罗告诉我们说，要把那些旧的、原有的那种思想把它丢掉。
So the Bible tells us, the Paul tells us, we should forsake.Those past thinking and ways.
主耶稣告诉我们说，新酒要装在什么里面？
What did Jesus tell us? Where should we put the new wine?
要放在什么里面？要放在新的皮带里面。
So you found it into the new wine leg.
为什么？
Why?
因为那个酒会把那个旧的皮带把它弄破掉。
Because the new wine can break the old container.
没有用。
So useless.
所以主给了你一个新的生命。
So when God gave a new life,
在基督里面的一个新的生命。
Have a new life in Christ.
所以我们从今以后，我们在看事情，我们不能从我们旧的眼光来看这些事情。
So from now on, we cannot look this world with our past eyes.
好，现在我们就来看，我们先讲做丈夫的哈。
So let's look the first for the husband.
在基督里的家庭里面，一个做丈夫的。
So the husbands in the family that's in Christ.
我们看二十五节哈，第五章二十五节。
Let's read chapter 5 verse 25.
我们他在这里告诉我们，他说你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子。
In verse 25, it says, "Husbands, love your wives."
正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for the church.
也许你不知道，你不明白，啊。
Maybe you do not understand.
做丈夫的要爱你的妻子是怎么爱法
？If you don't know how the husband should love.The wives.
但是你要记住一件事情。
But you need to remember one thing.
他说，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Just as Christ loved the church and gave up himself for the church.
在二十九节。
In verse 29.
那么他说基督怎么爱教会呢?
How does Christ ask a church?
26节他就说要用水借着道把教会洗净成为圣洁可以显现给自己做个荣耀的教会毫无玷污皱纹等类的病乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的所以他说丈夫也当照样爱妻子
So in verse 27 he says that the husband should love the wife the same as Christ
好像爱你自己的身子一样
Just like you love your own body.
他说爱妻子便是爱你自己啦。
So when you love your wives, it's just love yourself.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们啊，弟兄们哈，弟兄们，我们又回到一件事情。
So brothers, we came back to another thing.
我们旧的方法啊，旧的一个观念就告诉我们说，哇，所以你要先懂得怎么爱你自己。
The old ways we need to understand how to love ourselves.
我想圣经上不是这样子讲。
But the Bible is not saying that.
圣经上告诉我们说，在基督里，你就是要爱你的妻子。
So in the Bible teaches us, in the Bible we need to love our wives.
像基督爱教会一样。
Just as Jesus loved the church.
然后他在二十九节，他就告诉我们说，从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜。你知道主耶稣，我们的头，我们这个教会的头啊，他就是总是保养顾惜。
So he says that after all, no one that hates his body, he always take care of his body, and our Christ always take care of himself.
总是保养顾惜。
So always take care.
有时候我碰到年轻人呢，他们这个之间有一些矛盾啊。
Sometimes in the among the young people, there's a conflict.
其实老的人也有哈。
Even among the old people.
那么年轻人呢，我就会跟他们讲，我说，因为他们问我说可不可以吵架啊。
The young people ask me if we can quarrel.
当然可以。
Of course.
但是要按理来吵架。
So you should quarrel according to the manners.
那我就告诉他们，有两个字是千万不能用的。
The two words you cannot use.
第一个就是你总是不做这个不做这个。
You always don't do this.
啊，英文就是 you always.
You always.
然后呢，反面就是说 you never.
The other one is you never.
他当然会很不高兴啊。
Of course, you're never going to be happy.
不可能的。
Impossible.
在这里，他告诉我们说，基督他。总是保养顾惜 always
here says Christ always feed and care
所以他就告诉我们说做丈夫的你要像基督一样
as husbands you should be like Christ
像基督带教会一样
just like Christ loved the church
因为我们是他的肢体
because we are his body
所以我们再看第32节他又强调一次
So in verse 32, once again he emphasizes.
他说这是极大的奥秘。
This is a profound mystery.
但我是指着基督和教会说的。
But I'm talking about the Christ and the church.
他三次让我们看见，正如基督爱教会。
Three times he let us see just as Christ loved the church.
弟兄们。
So brothers.
要爱你的妻子。
You should love your wives,
就像基督爱教会
just as Christ loved the church.
不再是因为你们两个人之间的关系
了 not only just because the relationship between the two of you,
也不再是因为儿女的关系了
not only because of the children either.
这些都是好的
this is all good.
这些都是应该的
this is what you ought to be.
但是你在基督里面，你要从基督的眼光来看这些事情
But in Christ you need to look at this from Christ's viewpoint
是为了基督的缘故
It's because of Christ
也不是你有什么自私的目的
Not because of any selfish gain
你想要从你太太身上你得到一些事情
You want to get something from your wife
弟兄们
Brothers
你能不能爱你的太太
Can you love your wives
下面还没讲完哈
I haven't finished yet
你把你所有的全部给他
You give all your all to her
所有的
All you have
有时我碰到一对夫妇啊
Once I ran into a couple
那么他 们在那边吵啊吵的吵的。
So they've been quarreling.
我就问这个弟兄啊。
I asked the brother.
我说你能不能把你所有的给他
？Can you give her your all?
他说嗯嗯 ，No.
No.
我说 Fine.
Okay.
我说你如果全部给他的话
，If you give her your all.
我告诉他，我说你的太太绝对不会走的。
Then your wife will never leave.
弟兄们
，brothers，
都是为了基督的缘故
，because of Christ，
为了福音的缘故
，because of the gospel，
因为第一章到第三章就是告诉我们福音
，because chapter from chapter 1 to chapter 3 it tells us about the gospel，
基督是你的头
，Christ is your head，
你是他的身子
，you are his body，
你爱基督吗
？you love Christ，
所以你要爱你的太太
，so you love your wife，
因为她也是他的身子。
Because she is also
Christ's body.
Because Christ is also her head.
神把你们两个放在一起。
So God united you together.
让借着婚姻，让你们借着婚姻，让你们能够联合。
So you can be united in marriage.
那么有人就会讲啊。
Someone may say.
哎，他不信主啊。
He doesn't. He's not a believer.
或者是说，我们之间有敌我的矛盾啊。
Or we have some conflicts in us.
主怎么讲
？So what does the Lord say?
主说要爱你的仇敌。
So the Lord says you should love your enemy.
你说你不了解啊？有人真的是说我太太不可爱了。
Someone said, "You don't understand. My wife is not lovable."
那么主耶稣告诉我们说，要爱你的邻舍。
So the our Lord taught us we should love our neighbors.
你的太太就是你最近最近的一个邻舍。
So your wife is your closest neighbor.
我有时候在想，我说你知道吗，弟兄姐妹、弟兄们，你如果好好看圣经的话，我跟他告诉你 ，you never win.
So it says that
主耶稣一定，主耶稣一定得胜的。
Our Christ will always be triumphant.
主耶稣讲的话一定赢过你的。
So Christ can always win over you.
你没有理由的。
You have no reason.
但是他让我们看见你是在基督里面。
But he let us see that you are in Christ.
神把你的太太放在你的旁边。
God put your wife alongside you.
他要你做头。
He wants you to be the head.
就像基督做你的头一样。
Just like Christ be your head.
所以彼得他就告诉我们。
彼得 told us.
他说你做丈夫的要按情理和妻子同住，因为他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有拦阻。这是在彼得后书。彼得前书三章第七节那边告诉我们的，他就告诉我们说，你是做头的，你要去认识你的身子啊。
So Peter in the first Peter chapter 3 tell us, you are the head, you need to know your body.
你认识他，你才能够跟他相处。
Because you know her, then you can live with her.
那我不知道我们中间有没有人没有结婚的。
I don't know if there's anyone in our midst that's still not married yet.
也许你没有遇到一个对的。
Maybe you have not found the one that's right for you.
或许你也不想。
Or you don't want to get married.
那么保罗在他的书信里面，他也告诉我们说，不是每一个人都会结婚的。
So Paul in his epistles tell us not everyone should be married.
也不是每一个人都有机会的。
Not everyone has the opportunity to be married.
那么也有人，神把这个。把这个单身的手独身的这个礼物给他。
So sometimes God gives him the gift to be a virgin.
但是我在教会里面，我自己也发现。
So in the church, I discovered.
因为有的人单身。
Someone are single.
或者是从来没有结婚，或者是离了婚。
Or never been married, or maybe divorced.
所以你在教会里面，你常常认为在已婚的家庭当中，在已婚的弟兄姐妹当中，或者是有小孩的当中。你常常跟他们格格不入。
So you may feel that you're out of place among the people who are married, who have children.
那么我们常常，我以前听过人家告诉我，他说，哎呀，去你们教会，你们都是成双成对的坐在一起，那我怎么办呢？
So when I come to your church, everybody is in a couple, so what should I do?
我们从圣经上面看，弟兄姐妹，你有没有想过， 在基督里你已经完全了。
So, did you ever thought that you are completed in Christ?
在基督里他替你完成了另外一半。
So in Christ, he has completed the other half for you.
或者我们当中有的夫妻没有小孩子的。
Maybe in our for couples who do not have children.
但是在基督里我们得以完全了。
But we've been completed in Christ.
在基督里我们都合而为一。
So in Christ we be united.
他把我们建造成一个属灵的家。
So we establish spiritual life.
让圣灵居住在我们当中。
So the Holy Spirit can live in our midst.
因着在基督里。
Because in Christ.
所以我们可以把我们爱基督的爱然后去爱别的人。
So we can love other people with the love that we love Christ.
就像你爱基督一样。
Just like you love Christ.
好，我们再看第六章。
So let's read chapter 6.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to 3.
对，第三节。
Verse 3.
他说，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。这是第一条带应许的诫命。这个地方他就告诉我们说，我们要孝敬父母。
Here it tells us we should honor our parents.
我们每一个人都有父母的。
We all have parents.
我们刚才提到，也许有人没有结婚的。
We just said some people may never be married.
但是你还是有父母亲。
But you still have a parents.
所以他在这里告诉我们，他说你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
So the children obey your parents in the Lord.
这里并不是说。过去有人说啊，如解释说，如果你的父母是基督徒的话，你才听他。
Someone in the past interpreted this as only if your parents are Christians, then you honor them.
如果我们从第一章开始看下来的话，到这里他说在主里听从父母，不是这个意思。
So if you read from chapter 1, you know this is not what he meant.
他是指的在基督里面。
He meant in Christ.
因为你是在基督里。
Because you are in Christ.
所以你要照着基督所做的事情他的原则你要尊敬你的父母亲。
So you should honor your parents according to the principles of Christ.
你要孝敬父母。
You honor your parents.
这英文翻得很好啊，就是你要尊重尊敬你的父母亲。
So the English translation is honor your parents.
因为这是在实践里面前面四条诫命讲到说我们跟神之间的关系之后第一条讲到人与人之间的关系第一条诫命
So this is among the Ten Commandments after the first four talk about the relationship between man and God and this is the first one regarding relationship among men
所以我们从这里面我们也能够看见一个人跟他父母亲的关系其实就决定了他跟其他人的关系
So we can see that our relationship with our parents is the foundation of our relationship
我们如果尊敬我们的父母亲
If we honor our parents
我们会知道怎么尊敬别人
We know how to honor others
我们也知道怎么样去尊敬我们自己的配偶
We also know how to honor our spouse
最后我们讲到管教子女
Now we talk about the disciplining children.
做父亲的。
So fathers.
管教子女也是一样。
It's the same when you discipline your children.
我们要看见以弗所书前面第一章到第三章。
We look at chapter 1 to chapter 3 of Ephesians.
都是为了基督，为了福音的缘故。
It's because of the gospel, it's because of Christ.
神把管教儿女的责任放在你的身上。
God put the responsibility of disciplining your children on you.
第六章第四节他说你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
So in verse 4, fathers, do not exacerbate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord.
我们不要去看惹儿女的气啊。
We don't need to look at read the exacerbating your children.
还要让我们看见的是他说只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们后面那句话其实是很重要很重要
So the sentence at the last is most important Bring up the children in training and the instruction of the Lord
我们人常常很多时候会看负面的事情
We often look at the negative things
我们想很多东西都是负面的事情
We think many negative things
其实很多人都是这样的
Many people are like that
因为我们都从一个 都从一个 dysfunctional family 出来的。
所以、so, 我们都是从一个不大这个不大满意的家庭出来的。
所以我们都喜欢看负面。
So we always like to look at the negative.
其实这句话他是告诉我们，他说只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
So it's only bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord.
什么叫做照着主的教训呢？
What does it mean according to the training instruction of the Lord?
这个教训就是我们中国人常常讲的管教，管教里面的教。
So this is the teaching.
就是训练他。
So train them.
从他小的时候你就开始训练他。
From young, you need to train them.
你要怎么训练他？
How are you going to train them?
你要照着主的教训，就是照着圣经上的教导去训练他。
So you ought to train them according to the teachings of the Bible.
第二个。他说要警戒他们。
The second ought to warn them.
也是要照着主的教训，照着神的话去警戒他们。
According and use the God's words to warn them.
这个什么叫做警戒呢？
怎么样 ？How what do you mean for warn?
其实就是我们中国人所讲的管。
So it means we want to control them.
一个是管，一个是教。
So one is a teaching.The other one is to control.
我们不能只管。
We cannot only control.
我们很多时候就是只管。
Oftentimes we just control.
然后他做错事情了，我们就管。
So when they do something wrong, we try to correct them.
但是我们没有做到前面的教。
But we didn't teach them.
做父亲的。
So fathers.
对不起啊。神告诉我们要。照着神的话去教他们。
So God taught us we need to train the children according to God's words.
我们也要照着神的话去管他们。
We also control them according to God's word.
神给了你小孩子。
God giving you children.
你知道你这个小孩他出来的时候是不信的。
You know your children when they first born they do not believe.
因为我们都是在罪恶里生的。
Because we are born in sin.
神把他托付给你。
God has entrusted them to you.
他就是要你把神的道，把真理的道告诉他。
He wants you to teach them the truth.
要教他。
要 teach them.
这就是我们所说的照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
This is what meant by bringing them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，不是只是把他带到教会里面来，希望他在家里面能够听话就行了。
So it's not just bring them to church so they can go home and listen to you.
啊，不是只是为了他听话，所以他可以不在外面捣蛋，然后呢，省得我们很多麻烦，那可以好好念书，将来去念一个很好很好的学校。
Not just because they listen and they don't give us any trouble, they can get into good college and study hard.
这不是圣经上的教导。
This is not the teaching of the Bible.
我们的目的还是一样。
We have this, what the purpose?
是为了基督的缘故。
It's for Christ.
为了福音的缘故。
For gospel.
我们要把真理的道，把神的道讲给他听。
We ought to teach them the truth of God.
你知道，或者神给他一个悔改的心，他可以明白真道，叫他这已经被魔鬼任意掳去的，可以醒悟过来，脱离他的网罗。这是保罗写信给提摩太讲的。
So this is what Paul taught, wrote to Timothy that so that they may understand God's truth, so that they can escape the snare presented by Satan.
如果你从圣经上面去看的话
，If you look from the Bible.
弟兄姐妹，这个责任是在父亲、母亲，特别是父亲的身上。
So the responsibility is among fathers and mothers, but mostly on the mothers, the fathers.
不是教会的责任。
It's not the responsibility of the church.
也许有人听了这个东西不喜欢。
Maybe you don't like to hear this.
但是圣经上让我们看见，养育儿女，照着神的话教训他们，警戒他们。是做父母亲的责任，特别是做父亲的责任。
So the Bible teaches us it's the responsibility of the parents, especially the fathers, to teach them and to control them, to warn them according to the instructions of the Lord.
教会只是辅助而已。
The church only to help you.
好，最后我们回到 第22节。
Now we go to back to verse 22.
我们讲到做妻子的。
This regarding the wives.
因为今天是母亲节了。
Because this is Mother's Day today.
所以我们暂时把母亲放在一边，我们不要去动她哈。
So we put the mothers aside. Let's not trouble them.
何况圣经上面，圣经上面讲很多是对丈夫讲的。
The Bible said many things toward to the fathers.
这个地方绝对不是指的夫妻哈，他是就说做丈夫的，做丈夫的，做丈夫的，讲了很多啊。The
many times they talked about the husbands.
做妻子的只讲了一件事情。There's
only one thing for the wives.
还是一样。
Similarly,
在基督里,
in Christ,
顺服你自己的丈夫,
submit to your own husbands.
弟兄姐妹,
so, let us pray, brothers and sisters.
我们在天上的父神,
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你把你自己的真理的道告诉我们。
Thank you for showing us the truth of your words.
我们更感谢你的就是让我们知道 你自己道成肉身来到这个世界上。
We even thank you more because you came in this world, that word became flesh.
你让我们看见你就是道路。
So that we see that you are the way.
你是真理。
You are the truth.
你是生命。
And you are the life.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们承认我们很多时候我们真的是不明白。
We confess to you, oftentimes we do not understand. But we believe your spirit is inside of us.
Will
teach us more and more to understand. So that we get to know more about you, to know you more. We thank you. Pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.